Call the October 17th Committee of the Whole to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Is excused.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I want to introduce to the Common Council Jennifer Leffler, who is newly appointed as our librarian. Stand up, Jennifer. So welcome, Jennifer. We're happy to have you. Congratulations again. That's what, third time, right? I've said three times now, congratulations. You've reached the limit, no more. Okay, this is a committee to hold about the 2018 budget. As I've done in the past, I will turn the gavel over to the council president to run the budget part of this meeting.
Just throw it.
We got an Andrew. Yes, if we do vote, I will vote as alderman. Well, Mr. Liberta, we've got a council action sheet that you prepared for us based on some requests from some of the aldermen regarding to take a closer look to see if we could curtail our potential increase. And could you go through it, please? Then we'll address questions as they come up from the aldermen.
I'd be happy to do so. What I did was I prepared a sheet in what I considered my prioritized order if you were to make such additional cuts. The first one, so I'm looking at this table listing in your packets. The first one was an easy one to choose as the first one because after that budget hearing, the state eventually released its general transportation aids revenue, and we had a substantial increase from what was expected based upon the governor's signing of the budget language. That added $147,000, but we couldn't just take all of that because we had to recognize that the budget document you were presenting in that interim period, it also been noticed that the expenditure restraint program revenue was $56,000 less, and general shared revenue was about $16,000 more. And so those together had about an additional $106,000 in state revenue. But if we were going to, the next thing I listed, item number two, if we were going to then look at cuts later on that might impact our ability to achieve the anticipated under expenditure, then I felt that there was one correction that needed to be addressed first because it was big enough to note, and that was in the listing of personnel for the budget, the health department had requested one extra day per week of sanitarian services and had provided a revenue adjustment, anticipating a fee change in the ordinance that would then fund that additional work. Through the process of reviewing the mayor's budget, the additional labor was taken out, but the revenue was left in place. And I subsequently went back and looked in detail at the amount of revenue we were receiving. It was already sufficient enough to cover the existing hours there, so we wouldn't have a basis under the statute to increase the revenue. So we either have to add that additional expense back in or anticipate that that revenue isn't going to come because we won't have the sort of statutory authority to increase the fee. So we can either reduce the revenues by 16.5 or let the health department add that funded one day per week. But that meant that we did need to anticipate filling that $16,500 difference. So those two items, one and two together, addresses about $90,000 toward the $200,000 we were looked to find, without then having any negative impact on the anticipated under expenditure. Working down the list, I had previously identified that the reclassification of the Engineering Tech 2 to Engineering Tech 3 would save about $6,025. City engineer is on board with being able to make that change. The budget did anticipate additional funding on an ongoing basis for economic development studies and consultants to be used for the economic development director to sort of move economic development plan components forward. You're familiar with the kinds of studies talked about. For example, the one I think at the last meeting you approved something for them to go out and get some was it an RFQ?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an RFQ to get qualifications from people to do a study on branding, for example. So it's those kinds of studies, but it can also be very specific kind of study, such as having Rupert and Milky look at a specific area. So it's in their budget. In the 2017 budget, he has a significant number, I think 90,000 in total, but only 25,000 of that is funded from ongoing resources. The rest was 2017 fund balance. Since he's likely not going to use all of that, the increase that was built into next year's could be done from fund balance, freeing up the need for the additional $25,000 of tax levy. So that means your ongoing amount is only $25,000 when you move into 2019, but it does address the 2018 issue.
Mr. Barber.
Come out in 2017?
Yeah, so that I was using that as an example. He anticipates at least $25,000 may still be uncommitted before the end of this year. So one could argue that you're really just carrying that amount that you decided a year ago of fund balance to use for this purpose, carrying it forward to 2018. The only difference is it does have your ongoing funding level for those services at $25,000 when you're going into 2019 instead of 50. So if you want to expand it in 2019, you're going to have to find the money then. But so it does let the budget stay as set by using fund balance, and specifically we anticipate you'll be using unused 2017 based upon what he anticipates getting done or approved yet this year. But it does, you do still have room to fully fund the $25,000 to $30,000 contract that would be anticipated in the branding. Item number five is the eliminate the $56,000 or so for COPS funding. Obviously, any money we can use to leverage additional police officers, so we're not paying a one-to-one basis, is conceptually worthwhile. At the same time, I referenced at the last budget meeting, one of the first places I tend to look when I'm trying to find cuts is look for new additions, new expansions or enhancements to what services or level of operations we have. This is probably the largest expense added into the budget, anticipating that. Given the challenges that we're having just in funding this, since this cost has to go up each year, and the fourth year you're then committed to fully fund it, I did list it here based upon the pressure we're already having if you're wanting to go lower, and then the future added pressure that it will have on the budget.
Mr. Liberta, have we heard anything from our application that's been filed? I know that the chief mentioned in our previous meeting that they had some questions and they did not hear anything. So, chief, did you hear anything yet on that?
The new
October 27th, extended the deadline because of it, request of additional information across
Correct.
The country.
Okay.
So they extended it to October 27th. So hopefully by the 30th, we'll have
Department heads, if you asked a question, if you could use the microphone, though, because it picked up very well in the last time speaking.
But
my fault.
For the record, what the chief indicated was they've delayed the conclusions of the reporting of the grant awards.
So, Mr. Liberta, if at the end of the month we do not, let's say we're not chosen, that would directly come off then?
Yes, it would be an easy one to include on the list at that point.
Okay.
Then the next one, again, it was an enhancement built into this budget. When we adopted the 2017 budget, we indicated we were going to try to begin a three-year plan to increase the building maintenance fund accounts for fire department, city hall, police department, and DPW. The amount of additional funding spread across those budgets this year was $16,180. Again, you could delay that second year of the plan. What I've suggested there is you could either eliminate it or you could decide to delay it in the 2017. We did actually have significantly more than this that we said let's fund from fund balance so we can still make progress on the immediate need. But delay the actual expansion of the baseline budget, and that is how I would recommend that we move forward, so that we don't have some things where we have further disrepair. But we do have a long-term need to increase that with a fully funded ongoing revenue source. Then item number seven, I've suggested four line items that basically in lieu of increasing that number that's anticipated under expenditure number and just saying, oh, we're going to save money throughout the budget, or in lieu of doing some sort of across-the-board cut, I identified four areas where combined there was about $10,500, and then those four department heads, that being myself and administration with other professional services, for $5,000, two line items in the police department budget for $1,500 each, and economic development for $2,500, that we would just manage those reductions throughout our budgets like we do. And so I felt you could take about $10,000, in this case $10,500, out of those line items and not dramatically impact your ability to reach your anticipated under expenditure level.
So these are, you've had discussions with the chief, with economic development, with Aaron?
I did let them know that I was making each of these recommendations, yes.
So you let them know that you were making the recommendations. Did they offer any input?
I believe the input's pretty consistent. The department heads pretty uniformly believe that the budgets have been restricted in growth consistently over a number of years, and it's annually difficult to achieve things where they are. And the economic development side, since it's a newer budget and a newer operation, there's still some room for growth as to how some of the services will be expanded into, as far as either attending conferences or use of consultants. So I figured there was a little more flexibility in that one.
So when you're telling us $1,500 for auto maintenance for the police, that's a portion of that line item?
That's a portion of the line item, yeah. I believe the line item itself is over $20,000.
Okay.
But it's a large department, large fleet. If he has a bad year, he may have to underexpend another line item. But within the big budget, I discussed with the chief the ability to accommodate the $3,000 reduction in total. Okay. If you stop right at that line, you can see reading out to the column on the right, that's 204,000.
Yes.
And that is the sort of the line that I was requested to try to bring numbers in, so that you could put those things in context. I did sort of go below that and provide you some information on where, if I were advising you, where I would suggest going next. And I did that in part because I realized there might not necessarily be an interest in foregoing, you know, one of these things on the list, whether it's the
yes.
economic development study or the COPS grant. You know, so if there was something on the list you weren't enthused about, and there was very little on the list to be enthused about except for the net added state aids, I wanted you to have that information.
Sure. Chief, it appears that some of these considerations hit your department more so than others. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what your interpretation is on, and how it would affect your department on the freeze of police officer vacancy?
Can I make a quick motion first?
Sure.
I move to take items 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 15 off the table. I appreciate the work that you did, Mark. I just think those things are nickel and diming. That would eliminate some of the need for the chief to speak, but then he would still could still speak to the cops. So I make that motion for 7,
Second.
8, 9, 10, 11, and 15.
Second.
And 11 and 15?
Yes.
Okay.
That would at least cut some of the discussion.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? None. The vote is 5 in favor, 1 absent, none against. So the motion carries. So, Chief, is it, sure. Okay, Alderman Barber.
I'd like to hold off on deciding about item 5 until the end of October when we have a more definitive answer as to what will happen with that funding.
Mark, is it fit in our time frame?
Well, let me back up to what the paragraph in the council action sheet discusses about process. So you really have two options. At your last meeting, you concluded any actions that you've taken that will be reported in the budget hearing notice. So that's sort of been finalized. So if you take any more actions between now and November 14th, then what we will do for November 14th is the budget ordinance itself that we present to you that night after the public hearing will incorporate those. And when I give the budget presentation to the public, I'll incorporate those as additional changes recommended by the committee of the whole. So you'll still get some greater public acknowledgement of them, and the ordinance presented that evening will be more clear because we'll already anticipate those. But it doesn't change what, for example, goes in the newspaper, because that has to be turned in tomorrow by noon, and you know, Paul's already spent days preparing that. So so you can make those, you still can make motions tonight, but that's what it'll do. It affects the ordinance we bring to that meeting and what I add to the presentation. At the same time, you can elect to wait on all of these or any part of these until the night of that budget meeting in order to then decide then what the changes are. We'll just have to then sort of do the budget ordinance changes on the fly. So you can make motions to accept some. You know, for example, at least the state aids and the correction to the health department, mm-hmm. you know, you could do those. That would mean the presentation I give that evening is going to have about 90,000 off, so you're going to be down to about a 2.55 tax change. And I would present it that way that evening at the budget hearing, that it was published at a 3%, but they've subsequently, the state gave us new numbers. Committee of the Whole recommended modifying this to incorporate those, and so here's what the new percentage of tax increase would be.
Okay. And